But you will bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How has been your week? All right. Are you sure? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord God that has brought you will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Lessons from Shunem. I want to conclude, try and conclude it today. Lessons from Shunem. Lessons from Shunem. Over the past 4 or 5 weeks, we have been dealing with this topic. Lessons from Shunem. We have been considering the encounter of the Shunammite woman with Prophet Elisha. And we have been looking at a series of lessons, speaking lessons from the things that have happened and transpired between the two of them. Hallelujah. So we continue from where we stopped. I want to show you 3 lessons again today. And put a pause to it for now. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. I'll read from verse 10 to verse... okay. Alright, I'll read from... Let me read from verse 12. Or 11. 11. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 11. The Bible says, and it fell on a day, that was after she has built the house for the servant of God. The Bible says, and it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Verse 12. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, after the servant has rested, he lay down on his new bed. You remember? The Bible says, and he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. Verse 13. He said, and he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Woman, you have taken care of us. What do you want? Now, Elisha gave her some options. He said, wouldest thou be spoken for to the king? Do you want me to talk to the king on your behalf? Or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. Verse 14. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she has no child, and her husband is old. Verse 12. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. Verse 13. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Okay, that's the verse 14 now. He said, verse 15. And he said, call her. And when she had called, she stood in the door. Verse 16. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. Verse 17. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha has said unto her, according to the time of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What happened? After the woman has taken care of the prophet, you know, the anointing of a man is closely related to his emotions. You can trigger the anointing of a man. Hallelujah. This woman triggered the anointing of this servant of God. And the man couldn't just believe it. The man said, call her. And they called her and she came. I said, what do you want? Do you want me to talk to the king? Do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that? The woman said, no, I'm okay. I dwell among my people. I'm comfortable. This woman was wealthy. Well to do. But there was a but in her life. Hallelujah. She had no child. And he has said, the only thing I've noticed since all the days we have been coming to this house, to their house, is that I've never seen a child. It's like this people. She doesn't have a child and her husband is old. Hallelujah. And Elisha said, okay, no problem. That one is not a money matter. It is an anointing matter. Hallelujah. Now, let me give you 3 quick lessons from this particular verse. Number one, when people are good to you, find a way of repaying their kindness. Every time men do good to you,
look for a way to repay it. It doesn't matter what they do for you. If somebody gives you 5 naira, look for a way to give him 10 naira. Hallelujah. Don't ever let anything good happen in your life that you didn't replicate in somebody else's life. It is a cycle. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it says, seed time and harvest shall never cease. Every time you stop doing good, you prevent good from coming to your life. When you stop doing good, you prevent good from entering into your life. That woman did good. Elisha, have you seen people like that before? Praise the Lord. You did them well, Abby. You helped them. You did something for them, isn't it? And at the end of the day, they even abuse you on top. Have you seen things like that? You know, that's the worst time. That's the worst thing you can ever do to a man or a woman. Look for a way to repay the good. Elisha sat and thought. You know, Elisha just slept on that bed. Do you know there are some people, if they just sleep on the bed like that, say, this bed is not even, give me the name of a mattress. Vita foam. Which other one? Mocha foam. Mocha. It's not even mocha. Can you imagine? She puts me on bed and it's not mocha foam. It's not vita foam. It's not good. It's not even an orthopedic. Can you imagine? Did you ask for it? No. She gave you. She did it out of her own volition. But Elisha knew that, look, I will not live my life like any other person. I contact grace. I don't want good things to stop flowing into my own life. Do you understand that? When you stop doing good, you prevent good things from flowing into your own life. But Elisha said, no. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. It said, give, and what will happen? It shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, shall men give unto your bosom. Now the question is this. If you don't give, what do you think will happen? So don't give. He said, give, and it shall be given. Don't give, and it shall not be given. Very simple. Elisha understood that principle. Elisha said, no problem. Now that we are comfortable, this woman built a duplex for us. No. We cannot just eat our food, sleep on our bed, sleep in their house, clean out the following morning, and walk away. He said, no. What can we do for this woman? Let that be your thought. Even if you cannot repay the person that did good for you, for the sake of that person, go and repay it. Go and do it to somebody else. Hallelujah. Do it for somebody else. I read the story of a man. I think I've shared it with you before. I read the story of a man. Early in the morning, he was rushing to go to work. Rushing seriously to go to work. On his way to work, he just saw a very beautiful Rolls Royce parked by the roadside. And an elderly woman was there. And the elderly woman bent, the tire was flat. And the elderly woman was struggling to change the tire. He passed the elderly woman. Then it occurred to him that that's a very dangerous zone. You understand? It's a zone where they have a lot of touts. He knew that if those touts should discover that somebody this wealthy, because you can see the jewelry. I'm sure you are following the news of our day, Zeni, right? How much is a jewelry worth? $40 million. I was listening to somebody reading the news. The person said, you know, newscaster, you're not supposed to betray emotions. The guy said, Zeni, whatever, the lawyer, they sued federal government because EFCC collected $40 million. You know, the guy couldn't just contain it. He shouted, $40 million worth of jewelry. He has forgotten that it was like he was reading news. He betrayed his emotion. Hallelujah. So he knew that if they should catch this woman here, they will lynch her, collect everything that belongs to her. So he just reversed and packed his car behind the woman and came down and said, madam, what's the problem? The woman said, it's the tire and all that. And he went, said, where is your jack? Where is this? Where is this? Where is that? And he changed, fixed the tire of the car and all that. But he was weary of the fact that he was going to be late. You understand, for work. But he did it. Settled the woman, and then the woman said, how much do I pay you? Because if I'm to call the car company or to call a mechanic to come and fix this, I know how much. I'm also, you have saved me in the territory of thieves. How much should I pay you? And the young man looked up, looked down. He said, madam, don't worry.
The woman said, no, let me worry. He said, no, no, don't worry. And he entered his car, drove off, the woman drove off. And then the woman went to a restaurant to go and eat that same day. So when the woman entered the restaurant, the woman saw the person serving her food. The woman saw that this woman was heavily pregnant. Heavily pregnant. You know, and she was a waitress. And you know, what came to her mind is that this woman is probably 8 or 9 months old. She shouldn't be the one doing this kind of job. You understand? That this kind of job is too... How can she be doing this kind of work? Yeah. And she really felt pity for the woman. And she asked the woman, how much is my bill? The woman told her. And you know, and she packed a lot of dollars. Cool cash. And when the lady came, she gave it to the woman. And the woman said, ma, why are you giving me this money? He said, somebody did something good for me today. And I'm so happy. I'm looking for how to repay it. He said, please take this. Take it for your child. Take it for your take it for your child. Take care of your child. When you want to deliver, use this money to take care. When you give back to that child, this is my business card. Take this business card. When you are giving back, call me. He said, I'm happy today. Call me. I will sponsor the education of this child from the day he enters school till anywhere I want to study to on this planet. Eh? I said, but you don't know me. He said, I felt pity for you. Hallelujah. And they left. And in the night, the heavily pregnant woman got home. And the husband said, and asked the husband, they said, how far with this pregnancy? How are we going to do? You understand? And the husband said, he worked so hard, he got late to the office that day. So, you know, and they paid him per hour. He said, so they only paid him for 1 hour. So he's so sorry because the wife will not be able to go for antenatal the following day. You understand? He said, he had to walk throughout the day, the following day, so that the woman can go for antenatal. And the wife said, okay, no problem. And the wife began to laugh. The wife said, you don't need to work tomorrow. In fact, throughout this week, tell them that you're not coming to work in the office. Ah. He said, what happened? He now narrated the story. And the man said, who is the woman? He said, it was one woman wearing white. The husband said, wearing white? He said, yes, wearing white. He said, tell me, which car? He said, she drove a Rolls Royce. The husband said, I changed attire this morning. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You will never know. You will never know. It is not everything that is silver and kobo, that is naira and coins. No, it is not everything that is like that. Hallelujah. When people do you good, look for a way to prepare them or to do it forward. At least, or the minimum, say thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have you ever done things for people before and they claim it as a right? You say, and you didn't even, you can't even say thank you. Say that, and so. Have you met people like that? They exist. May you not be an ingrate in the mighty name of Jesus. No, lesson number 2. Have you learned that? Alright, lesson number 2. Understand the power of the anointing. Now, you need to understand this fact. Learn it and never forget it. Understand the power of the anointing. Understand the power of the anointing. I was saying it earlier. I said, it is not everything that is naira and kobo. It is you that think money can answer all things. Money cannot answer all things. Do you know what answers all things? Do you know? The anointing. If there is anything you need on earth, if there is anything you should crave after, it is called the anointing. The anointing is God's energy in motion. That's what the anointing is. God's energy in motion. God's energy in motion. Everything is not naira. Everything is not kobo. Naira cannot solve cancer. Anointing can handle it. This woman understood. Money could not give her a child. All the money she had couldn't give her a child. But what happened? The anointing did. There are so many things you must understand in life. That money is too small. It's infinitesimal to solving your problem. Do you understand that? Every time you come across an anointed man of God, and I'm sure you know that you yourself, you are anointed, value the anointing upon his head, and value the anointing upon your head more than naira and kobo. There are so many things Naira and cover will not solve for you, but the anointing will solve it. This woman understands the position of the anointing. Now let me show you a scripture. You know, every time you read this scripture, I read it too, you might not really understand, but let me explain it to you now. Look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. He said, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. He said, as poor, yet making many rich. Hey. He said, as poor. Paul speaking here. Paul said, we are poor, but we are making many rich. What do you think happened there? Paul said, as poor. He said, we look poor. He said, but look, we are making many rich. Look at the prophet. The prophet was eating in this woman's house. The prophet looks as if he doesn't have anything. But when the anointing entered into her domain, he asked her a question. He said, madam, what do you want me to do for you? He said, do you want me to speak to the king? Hallelujah. Stop despising men. That they are not putting on suit doesn't mean you should abuse them. Are you following me now? Man is not ordinary. There are values that God has placed on the life of men. Know it and place it there. Give honor to whom honor is due. This man might look wretched, but I say, woman, do you want me to speak to the king? Ah. You know, there is one of our members. Very soon I'm going to share his testimony for you. He was traveling. He said inside the rain. He just saw a very elderly man. Very elderly man. And saw the elderly man around COE. And he was going to Abuja. And he said, he has passed. But he just said, maybe this man is going to Abuja. And he and his and one of his friends, they are just the only two in the vehicle. He said something. I said, it's not something, he's somebody. He's the only spirit whispering to you. Just told him that, why not help this man? He said, he just stopped and reversed. I said, sir, are you going to Abuja? And the man said, I'm going to Abuja. He said, can I give you a lift? And the man said, I'm even waiting for a vehicle. I said, this rain, you will have gone to the garage. The man said, he has been there. The vehicle has not been filled and all that. He said, can you come in, sir? And the elderly man just managed and entered and sat down inside his vehicle. And he greeted the man. Told the man, sir, I don't normally run. I will just be driving on 800. The man said, it's okay. That is even raining. And they began to go. And when they got to Diko, the man said, young man, what do you do? And he told the man. And the man said, take this number. 080. And he took the number down. And the man said, that's General Absalom's number. Send him SMS. Just greet him. Tell him. And tell him, mention this name at the end of your SMS. Tell him that that it is so person that asked him to send SMS. When can I have audience with you? He said, he parked his car. I looked at the man, he was talking. He was seeing an angel. He said, sir, I don't understand. He said, yes, that's General Absalom's number. He said, do I give you a baby's number? He said, I want you to matter in Niger State. And I will get you there. He said, sir, who are you, sir? He said, don't worry. You have given me a lift. God bless you. He said, till they go to Abuja, I was just looking inside the mirror, so that maybe the man will not disappear from the car. Can you imagine? The Bible says, by this, many have entertained angels without knowing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That he carries an oil, there is a grace, there is an unction upon him. That unction can solve problems that money cannot solve. You must recognize it and know it. Whoever taught that woman, whoever was her pastor, must have taught her well. She understood the place of honor. She stepped into the dimension of honor and she received honor. He said, poor. He looks poor. He said, yet making many rich. Hallelujah. So learn that lesson too. Don't forget it. Don't tie everything to Naira and Kobo. I'm sure some of you, if you had one traveling to Abuja, you first of all, and you wanted to, you feel like giving somebody a lift, you will look at him from head to toe. What designer suit is this? No, this is not suit, this is coat. I want somebody wearing suit. You know, if they told you that somebody will help you that morning, they said, well, you know you the kind of people you'll be looking out for. But the Bible says, many have entertained angels without knowing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This woman entertained Elisha and her life never remained the same. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41 and 42. It says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He said, he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Verse 42. He said, whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, he said, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. That's how men step into reward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, you receive a prophet because it's a reward. It's a prophet. You will have what? A prophet's reward. What is a prophet's reward? Have you ever asked yourself? His labor, his prayers on the mountain, the things that God has deposited in his calling and in his anointing. Can you imagine? Baby was in the calling of Elisha. Elisha didn't marry, but poor yet making men rich. Babies, abundant of babies, were in the anointing of his calling. Can you imagine? He was not married, so you can say, what can this pastor do? But you can imagine. Just a word. He said, madam, by this time of life next year, you shall carry a baby. And you know what? That woman didn't believe it. Did she believe? No. The woman said, sir, don't lie to me. Stop lying. That's what she told the prophet. He said, sir, stop lying. You understand? And what happened? The Bible says, at the time that Elisha said, she had a son. How much can produce that? Number three. Now learn this and never forget it. The power of a seed. The power of a seed. Your seed is the influence you have over your future. Everything you sow as a seed today can control your tomorrow. The reason why many people arrive at today and their today is empty is because they didn't do anything about it yesterday. You might not be able to do anything about your today, but you should be able to do something about your tomorrow today. That's how wise people do. They sow seed today that alters their destiny tomorrow. Hallelujah. A wise man said, if you don't plant a tree today, you will not have shade in future. When you are old, there will be no shade for you. So what do? You want to sit under a mango tree 10, 15 years time. What do? Plant one today. That woman understood the power of a seed. And now let me show you the four things, four miracles that this woman got from a single seed. Four miracles that she got from a single seed. Number one, she received a baby. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 17. That was the first miracle from her seed. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 17. And the woman conceived and her and bear a son at that season that Elisha has said unto her, according to the time of life. Hallelujah. That was the first harvest. First reward from her seed. Second harvest. That baby died. But he came back to life. The same baby. The devil looked at that child one day and said, miracle son, miracle baby. I will kill you. Can you imagine? And the child died. The child died. You can see that in 2 Kings from verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 32 to 36. Verse 35. Then verse 34. He said, and he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hand upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Verse 35. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. Verse 36. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take thy son. Verse 37. And she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Every miracle you get by anointing will preserve it. It doesn't matter what the devil do. It doesn't matter how the devil strike. It doesn't matter the signal the devil brings. As long as the anointing produces it, the anointing will preserve it. The child came back to life. Miracle number two. That was another harvest from our seed. Number three now. Number three. Reward number three. She got first-hand information about famine. That's 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise, and go thou and thy household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord has called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. You remember that famine when they were eating each other's children? Do you remember that famine? That they were eating each other's children. Do you remember it? What do you think happened? Elisha saw it ahead. The anointing saw it. And the anointing told this woman. He said, madam, you and your household, package your children and run away. Run away. You know why? Because Elisha knew that they would soon start eating their children. Do you understand? He knew that they would soon start eating their own children. And he knew, because he brought that child back to life, this time around, when they cook and eat and shit him inside the toilet, Elisha might become helpless. Hallelujah. So Elisha said, madam, run. He gave her prophetic instructions ahead of time. That was another harvest. And number four, harvest. She got back all she lost after the famine. Look at what happened after the famine. 2 Kings chapter 8, from verse 3. He said, and it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for our house and our land. Verse 4. And the king talked with the Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. You know, a new king now was talking to Gehazi. He said, tell me about this your master, Elisha. Verse 5. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. Verse 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was ours, and all the fruits of the field since the day she left the land, even until now. She got four different types of harvest from one seed. Four different types of harvest from one seed. Can you imagine that? That is the power of a seed. One seed opened up her life, and she never remained the same. So let me stop on these three stories, on these three lessons for you tonight as we begin to pray. I want you to rise on your feet as we begin to pray. That Father,